Deadpool. What else need be said? What do we think of it?
I resisted seeing it because mostly I can't stand Ryan Reynolds. I don't think he improves most things that he's in. So I had resisted seeing it, admittedly, for that reason.
And he, of course, lobbied quite heavily to get this role.
Well, I understand. He's actually the perfect character for the role. Because he's basically just playing a version of himself, which is why I object to him in a lot of other movies, because he plays versions of himself and it doesn't work. But he's perfect for this. Yeah.
I wasn't resisting seeing it at all. I'm not a Deadpool fan. I'm a wrong era for comics for that. Deadpool was after I stopped reading comics. I never really known the character or known his fascination.
I didn't know the character either, apart from one of the Wolverine movies.
Yeah, but no one talks about that one because apparently it's got nothing to do with a character in the comics. So it was a wrong era for me. So I've never had any real interest. But then people started talking about it almost as soon as it came out, and so I had to go. So the first opportunity I went, and I made the mistake, I suppose, of taking Ruth along, who was a little bit surprised, perhaps, at some of the incidents and the comments and language in the film, which did bother me, so it was a matter of taste, I suppose. But it was
They swear a lot, and it's very violent. So
I must admit, I wasn't expecting much from the film. I was pleasantly surprised, and I was sucked in because Deadpool basically breaks that fourth wall. It's addressing the audience directly. It's reminiscent of F.U. in House of Cards, who sucks you in, or indeed Richard III. He says, "Come, I shall woo this woman and bring her to my cause, etc." And it gets you on side.
I don't know that we should actually necessarily mention Richard III and Deadpool in the same sentence ever again.
No, very similar films. play films.
Only in the sense of breaking the fourth wall and addressing the audience directly.
If Shakespeare was alive today writing, he'd be still doing Deadpool. I can see that.
That's a good
one. Or not.
Anyway.
Okay, so go on.
It was fun.
It was enjoyable.
Excellent special effects. I like the slow... The beginning sequences where it was all slowed down, that was much fun.
Exceedingly violent, exceedingly stylized. Not a huge budget for one of these films and extremely successful.
And an old sense of humour.
And a very strong sense of humour.
That there were only two X-Men that you ever got to see, and one of them was CGI and the other one was Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
I wasn't pleased seeing Colossus. Now, Colossus is my era for comics, X-Men comics. So every time he shows up in one, I'm quite happy.
And he had suitable Soviet demeanor.
I mean, he was a bit bigger than I remember Colossus being. But that said, he was Colossus. That was the right attitude for Colossus. That worked well. So I liked his role in it. And I did overall like the story. And I really enjoyed the humour. But the humour was rough.
Absolutely. Marina Baccarin, who's always fabulous to see in anything. So that was nice to have her in there. It was fun. But just don't go along if you don't like violence and lots of swearing.
Violence and occasionally tasteless humour. But I really enjoyed it. Really pleased I went. Not at all disappointed. I went in there with medium expectations. So I didn't go in there with none like Roman.
Mine were low.
I didn't read enough reviews to think this will probably be good, and was very happily surprised that it was good. So that all works for me.
It was lots of fun. Modulo the language and violence and sex.
If I tailored it down, it wouldn't really be Deadpool.
Well, no, it wouldn't. That's so true.
Yes, it was certainly an over-the-top character and which is played out in all its...
Yeah, which is why it suited Ryan Reynolds. It's perfect for him. Absolutely perfect for him.